So we're holding Erev vacation here, Erev Bein Hazmanim. And I remember that last year, Erev Bein Hazmanim, I gave a whole drasha about how to use the Bein Hazmanim wisely, about all the great things that are involved in Bein Hazmanim, that it's a fantastic thing, that there's vacation and you could use it for so many important things. I was also recently asked to speak about how to use Sundays and downtime wisely, but certainly that's also relevant to Bein Hazmanim, and I would urge anyone who wants to hear what I have to say on the topic to listen to the Hashkafa Shmuz that was given last year at this time on the topic of Bein Hazmanim. I spoke at that time about the importance of vacation, the importance of taking a break, of using vacation times to do things that you may not do enough of during the year. Certainly using it as an opportunity when you don't have the regular learning siddurim to learn other stuff, to learn machshava, to learn books that you always wanted to read, books that you always wanted to read about Torah topics, other stories, or whatever floats your boat. You know, machshava, sfarim off the beaten track. Certainly, vacation provides an opportunity for doing more kibud av va'em, spending time with family, which is a very important thing, to care about your family and spend time with your family and have shared activities with family members, brothers and sisters, siblings. Doing physical activity, certainly, getting exercise, that's a kiyum of nishmartem ol d'nafshel seichem, to make sure that you stay in shape. My Rebbe, Reb Mendel Blachman, used to always point out that the very last act quoted in Chumash, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the last words in the Torah, so Rashi says, is a reference to Shaviras Haluchos, breaking the Luchos, that Pa'amim Shebitula Zehu Kiyuma. That why, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when anybody wants to finish, any author, when he wants to finish a book, he's going to end with the thing that's the most significant. So the most significant thing in the whole Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchos. There's a classic Rabbi Blachman. But so the yisod of the whole Torah is that Pa'amim Shebitula Zehu Kiyuma. That's the last thing that you have to. The last thing is you have to know when to be mevatel the Torah, which takes a lot of chachma to know when one should do it. Sometimes bitul Torah leads to more kiyuma Torah. And certainly, I spoke at that time that, you know, sometimes people who are, you know, mamish addicted to learning in a negative way. Could be a very, very horrible thing. One boy I know who's back from Eretz Yisrael now because he had felt this pressure that he has to learn every second of every day. He just couldn't keep up with it. There's other boys, graduates of our yeshiva, that have spoken to me over the years, and mamish, they felt like even yeshivas and mamish, every second during lunch they have to be learning every second. And mamish developed like an addiction to learning, which is, you know, it's like being addicted to anything. You know, sometimes it brings out certain elements of, you know, obsessive compulsive in people. And, you know, maybe we'll talk about this a little bit. You know, on the one hand, you know, somebody once asked me about, you know, whether I think people should be learning during the chuppahs of chasanas. Should people be holding svarim during the chuppah? Should they be learning during the chuppah at the chasana? So I'm going to provide, we'll talk about that a little bit, but the short answer is it depends why you're doing it. If you're doing it because you have OCD, then it's a problem. I think you have to be on a certain madrega. You have to be on a certain madrega. And so at that time I spoke about how it's extremely important to be normal, to enjoy time away, to refresh yourself, take some breaks and get some rest and relaxation. But it's got to be a bitul l'tzorach kiyum. You have to be careful when you're out of the four walls of the base matters. You can get easily influenced. You can do things that could be harmful later. Maybe one time we should talk about the Torah's view on drinking. That would be a good topic, I think, for Hashkafa Shmuz. You know, social drinking, the fact that we look around. So if you get into bad behaviors, sometimes it's when your structure is not there that you can easily get into bad behaviors. So there's a danger in Bein Hazmanim. Maybe another time we'll talk about that, about the drinking. That was all from the last shmooze, which I would urge anyone who wants to hear what I have to say about it to listen to it. So what I want to speak about before this vacation is basically exactly the opposite. The opposite of that. The reverse. When I say the reverse, I mean that even having said all of that, I don't think it's a stira that I don't think that a Ben Torah should look towards vacation with the eager and excited and positive anticipation of the fact that, oh, now I'm not going to have my normal siddurim of learning, now I'm going to be able to do something in the other way. I do think that a Jew needs to have a sense of urgency about his learning. Urgency, but not dependency in the sense of what I was speaking about before. I think there is a fine line, and a person should be, in a certain sense, unhappy to leave the Kosle HaBeis HaMedrash. There should be a certain sense of, you know, that we're losing something. It may be a necessary thing that we need to do, to take a break, to look into something else, but we should realize we should miss the Gemara over vacation. We should miss the... Everybody's going to have their own thing, and I think it's crucially important to be koveya itim over vacation. The Yerushalmi says in Masechta Brachos, Im tazveni yom yomayim ezveka. The Medrash quotes this in a few places, the Yerushalmi in Brachos. Im tazveni yom yomayim ezveka. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you leave me for one day, I leave you for 2 days. That's just the way it is. 3 days of snow till you get the kids back into it. Forget it. It's a week. 3 days of snow takes a week till you get them back in again afterwards. In tazveni yom yomayim ezveka. If every day that a person finds himself away from the Beis Medrash, away from learning, it's that much harder to get into it when you come back sometimes. And I really think, and again, some of you may know that I started like a new minhag this year of like waking up very, very early in the morning. And I really just think that the reason why I was zocha at a young age, not so young, whatever, I was zocha to fall in love with learning, and that for me, you know, in my situation, so my vacation is learning all day. That's my vacation. And that might be, like, as I said that time also, for some people, if you're learning and you're going to college, now you have Bein HaZman. So vacation could be, now I'm going to learn all day. That's mamish the most enjoyable thing that I can do with my time. If a person really feels that that's the most enjoyable thing that he can do with his time, so that is his vacation. Not in an obsessive, dependency, compulsive, I must be learning every second thing, because that's really what I'm married to. That's really what I love. That's really my first love. It's really my first love, my most pleasurable and enjoyable, and the thing that relaxes me the most. Honestly, I am the most relaxed when I'm learning. That's the way I am. I'm the most happy. I'm the most calm. I'm the most laid back. I feel the most productive when I am learning. That's the way I am. And I think if you fall in love with it in the right way, so... Again, it's not because I'm obsessed with it. It's because it's my natural form of recreation. Again, everyone needs some break. But for some people, you know, the Shmiras Hasdarim, is enough. I mean, we say, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morasha Ki Las Yaakov. I think I said at that time, right? The Gemara says, "Al tikri morasha elam orasa." You're supposed to be engaged. Your relationship with learning, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, morasha ki las Yaakov. Al tikri morasha elam orasa. That this time period when a person's engaged, that's the time period when you mamish, like every, you want every second to spend with your kala. You want to spend every second. You're in that time of engagement. Once you're married, not necessarily all the time, every single second. Bez Hashem, you should have that relationship that for many years you should always, always want to spend time. But when you're engaged, for sure, it's, you're so caught up, you feel like such a different person, you want to spend every second. So that's falling in love with learning. That's what it's supposed to be. You're supposed to have that relationship of being engaged all the time. You never get sick of the person. It's all encompassing. So, as we look out on vacation, which is coming up, you know, we need to realize that we need to try to strive for that eternal relationship with Torah. Yisrael v'orais achadu, like the Zohar says. The Torah is our lifeblood. It's what makes us tick as a people. Talmud Torah is connected kulam, and even over vacation, let's say we set up for ourselves to go on a trip somewhere, which is very important. I ain't last time shir to go on trips, to experience nature, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand outside the walls of the Beis Medrash. All of that's very important. But again, we should be wistful as we leave the Gemara, even though we do need the break. It shouldn't be that we slam the Gemara down with a geschmack. Now I'm excited. I'm excited for vacation because I'm going to be away. Yeah, you're excited for vacation. It's a new experience. It should be enjoyable. But there should be a sense of missing something. That's what Chazal say, that Esav, that Yaakov hid Dinah in a box when they were going to meet Esav. So he got punished for that. Shverer, what do you mean? The Medrash says he got punished for hiding Dinah from Esav. Would you want to have a brother-in-law, son-in-law, right? The son-in-law, like Esav. He's afraid that Esav would want to marry. So Chazal have different ways of explaining this. Why was he punished? Because maybe Dina would have had a positive hashpa on Esav. So he was punished for withholding Dina from Esav. Maybe she'd have. First of all, that's unbelievable. That's part of the who to look for in a marriage moves. We'll get to that next semester, Bez Hashem. Can you imagine that Dina could have been mashpi on Esav Harasha? You see the kayach that a wife has on the husband. I say all the time, that is the biggest, no question, the biggest influence on a person's next 100 years of life. Yeah, the Rebbe has a hashpa, and of course the family and the parents, but when you're in the trenches of marriage, so day in and day out, the person you usually have the most interaction with is your wife. And who are you going to marry is going to have a huge... So can you imagine Chazal saying that Dina could have been Mashpia, Eis L'Tovus, Yaakov got punished. So my Rosh Shiva, Rav Chaim Yaakov Govan, he understood the Medrash differently. He understood that the pshat is that, he said, when Yaakov closed the Aron, he slammed it like, oh, I'm excited. I'm succeeding in hiding Dina from Esav. That's the Rav Yaakovic said, it was the right thing. It was the right move. It was the right move to hide Dina from Esav. Who would want a son-in-law like Esav? Who would want? But he did it with too much of a geschmack. That's it. Like, you know, he should have felt sorry. Nebuch, I wish Esav could marry my daughter, but Nebuch, he's a Russian. What could I do? I feel bad. He said, no. He slammed it. That's what Chazal mean. That he slammed the box. So the same thing about Bein Hazmanim. It shouldn't be close the Gemara with a geschmack. Oh, I'm excited. So hopefully, if we maintain that sense over Bein Hazmanim, that we're missing something, that will keep us within range. We won't stray too far. We'll keep the Beis HaMedrash, maybe not in our acute awareness, but certainly in our latent awareness. Certainly to be koveh itim latorah over vacation is crucial for everybody. Again, everybody on their own level. Some people, like I said, are going to use vacation to learn Yom V'Layla, and it's going to be the greatest simcha, and that's phenomenal. Honestly, when I was in YU, so we used to do that. Bein Hazmanim went to Neri Yisrael. Granted, when we went to Neri Yisrael, we didn't really learn Yom V'Layla over there. We spent a lot of time hacking also. But we said we were going to learn Yom V'Layla. What ended up happening was maybe a different story. But there was plenty of hack. With the 15 YU guys who would come down to Neri Yisrael Bein Hazmanim, and that was a whole hack in its own right. But I always say, when you're koveitim on vacation, it's very important, do it in the morning. Because if you know, after a whole day of skiing, you say, oh yeah, I'm going to come back at night, and we're gonna go back to the lodge after night, we're going to learn some Mishnayos. Generally speaking, it ain't going to happen. It's good, you got to do it in the morning. Like, best thing is before davening. If you're going to it, before davening, you know, that's your hour or whatever, your half hour, your 40 minutes, your whatever, your 15 minutes, whatever it is, the time should be either before davening or right after davening, before breakfast, because the Bein Hazmanim breakfast is like usually takes, you know, you gotta be yotze, you know, l'chol adeis, having, you know, the Bein Hazmanim breakfast is, you know, there's no seder afterwards, so So it's a good idea either before, okay, but if it has to be after breakfast, right away, the first thing after breakfast, it's got to be in the morning. Because generally speaking, if it doesn't happen in the morning, it ain't happening throughout the day. Certainly, you know, minyan, I always felt minyan really keeps a person in line. He knows he has to be shachtan chamarev. My wife is very into planning vacations for the family. Very, very into it. She lives for vacation, mamish, from one vacation to the next. Not because she enjoys vacation, because she enjoys being with the family. She enjoys having the whole family together and spending time with the family as a family unit. She holds as davar chashuv ad ma'od. It keeps a very special relationship with the family. Families that go on vacation together, I think it's a very important thing for families. Again, in my family, we never did it, and I never considered it chashuv, but my wife, she's like so into it, and she made such a big deal out of it, and now I see what it does for a family. She's 1,000% right, that it does a tremendous amount for the family. So the joke in my family is we have to plan vacations around where there's a minyan. That's you know, other people don't. Some people, you know, they say, oh, we'll go somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, and there's no minyan, okay, there's no minyan. I remember once asking Rabbi Willig about that one time there was an issue going on and, you know, there was a need to take a vacation. So I asked him about minyan. He said, the Bittul Torah is Nisa Doraisa. Minyan is only a hider, you know, to daven with a minyan it's not a mitzvah Doraisa. So again, so I'm saying sometimes vacation might call for missing minyan. There might be reasons that are called, but like in my family, I am a little OCD about minyan. That's the truth. It happens to be, I think one time I went 8 years or 9 years without missing, shachris mincha ma'ariv minyan. I'm a little hyper about minyan. But I'm a big fan of minyan because I think minyan really, really keeps a person, it gives you, because on vacation, one of the dangers of vacation is sometimes you don't have that seder, so you lose all sense of seder and so minyan is really a great thing that keeps a person. He knows he can't stray too far if you got to do shachris mincha ma'ariv. And sometimes, honestly, on vacation, it's possible to forget if you're not in your normal schedule. You could forget to daven bichlal. It's not so difficult to forget to daven ma'ariv, to forget mincha. You know, you're out with the family or you're somewhere. You go to a movie. Whatever you're doing with the family. So like once you're off the minyan schedule, sometimes you can miss the whole thing. So. But aside from that you might miss the whole minyan. Aside from that, just the idea of keeping you, in some sort of structure is very, very important. So definitely enjoy. Definitely, again, for those of you who didn't hear my last year shmuz, this is a little stark for you. Hear the last year shmuz, you'll see how vacation is a 100% lechatchila and it's a gevaldik thing, a fantastic thing. But on the other hand of it, you also have to keep the base medrash in your latent awareness and don't feel so excited about leaving the big star in Gemara. It might be necessary. It might be necessary. And again, some of you might use vacation to learn 3 star a day. But those of you will be spending time with family or recreation, outdoors, all things which I'm big fans of. I ain't my shmooze about sports and I ain't my shmooze about taking a break from last year and all that. But it shouldn't be with excitement. It should be a little bit, it should be a little bit, again, not that it gets you depressed when you're away from the Gemara. So for people who, their mamish greatest joy in life is to learn during the chuppah, so I think that's a wonderful thing. You want to bring a sefer to the chuppah, there's a lot of wasted time at chasnas. You want to learn, if it's coming out of a sense of, this is what I love doing and I really feel the need to accomplish and I want to really be accomplishing and it's done in a... Problem is that some people do it, they do it to show other people, oh, look what I have at the chuppah, look how firm I am and how into learning I am that I even bring a sefer to the chuppah. There's a lot of people that are like that. That's what they're doing it over, to show how firm they are. I'm so firm, or look how into learning I am. No, but person who like mamish, it's the natural thing that they really need to, they really want to, that's what they feel, they have such a sense of urgency. That's a good thing. It's good to have a sense of urgency about learning. It's hard to sometimes do the balance. So hopefully Hashem should give us the kochos to enjoy vacation. We should take a break in a way that should be taken a break so that we're refreshed. It's a bitul l'tzarach kiyum, that we're refreshed and excited to come back to the zman afterwards. I want to wish everyone a really enjoyable vacation. Hatzlacha rabba. Look forward to seeing everybody back. If Mashiach doesn't come, Hopefully we'll be back, start of this Monday next semester.